The reason why the vote in Tennessee is seen as such a step backwards for unions in the South is that the company was receptive. Volkswagen even allowed organizers into the factory to meet with workers. But conservative politicians, including Tennessee Senator Bob Corker, urged workers to reject the UAW. Frank Larkin, spokesman for the headquarters of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, says that political pressure torpedoed the union effort.
Rarely would you see a sitting U.S. senator weighed in at the last minute with such a clear effort to impact the outcome of the vote.
Larkin says the vote in Tennessee doesn't change the IAM's organizing effort at Boeing's South Carolina plant. He says they're in the early stages and have not started actively collecting signed cards from workers.
We continue to maintain contact with a lot of the employees inside the facility who would like to be represented. They understand that there is a anti-union atmosphere in the state, but that doesn't stay the same indefinitely.
That anti-union atmosphere in the South is only one obstacle facing the Machinist Union. Before Boeing bought the North Charleston plant, the workers were actually part of the IAM. They later voted to decertify the union. Dennis Nolan is an expert on labor law at the University of South Carolina Law School.
That suggests that there were a lot of employees seriously upset with the union, and that's going to make it very difficult.
And Nolan says South Carolina's anti-union laws are one of the reasons Boeing expanded there. So the company will probably fight a unionizing effort. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.